A few weeks before the independent report on prolific offenders and random stranger attacks gripped the legislature's attention, there was another contribution on the topic. It was a very unusual statement from the Assistant Deputy Attorney General responsible for the prosecution service, Peter Juke, QC. He wrote a lengthy exposition couched as a response to recent public criticisms of the criminal justice system. Juke, a veteran former prosecutor who has been responsible for the prosecution service since 2016, said the system can't fix underlying social problems and fill all the gaps in other sectors. He said public confidence can be undermined by uninformed or inaccurate public statements. He disputed the catch and release phrase commonly used to describe how prolific offenders are dealt with and said the overall crime rate is as low as it has been for years. The system is not broken, he said. Assistant deputy ministers are normally loath to dive into highly partisan political arguments, but Juke was not shy about joining the fray. He explained the federal constraints and Supreme Court of Canada decisions that provinces are obliged to work with. It's not the province that set the strong presumption in favor of pretrial release, he said. Using the catch and release shorthand tends to undermine a basic principle underlying all enlightened criminal justice systems: respect for the humanity of all individuals, including those who are accused of crime. That's a direct shot at the opposition liberals, who use it routinely, as do some of the BC mayors who have been flagging the crisis. Former Attorney General David Eby was responsible for defending the system for the last 5 years, but he vacated the job to run for the NDP leadership. Eby's successor, Murray Rankin, said Wednesday that Juke issued the statement completely on his own, because the prosecution service maintains a degree of independence from his ministry and the rest of government. Subsequent events brought Juke's statement into sharper focus. The independent report by consultants Doug Leppard and Amanda Butler that was quietly released last Saturday has a markedly different tone. They acknowledged the extreme frustration and angst many feel about prolific offenders and random violent attacks. They said the crime statistics don't provide an accurate picture of what's going on. In the section dealing specifically with Juke's department, the prosecution service, the independent review said mayors and many police agencies feel local Crown Council offices are understaffed and are drowning. We heard repeatedly from police agencies throughout BC that there are insufficient resources in the prosecution service and that their local Crown Council have explicitly stated as much. Eby, by contrast, told them that prosecutors have more resources to deal with fewer cases than ever before. Leppard and Butler weighed the arguments and came down pretty solidly on the side that the prosecution service is short-staffed and needs more help immediately to deal with prolific offenders. It's hard to square their views on the prosecution service and the crime issue in general with Juke's assurance that the system is not broken. The NDP government seems to be siding with the independent reviewers as well. No one in cabinet has responded with, "The system is not broken." Premier John Horgan said Wednesday there is genuine and real concern about what is happening in BC communities. But he, too, dismissed catch and release as just a bumper sticker slogan. Juke also did an interview with Leppard and Butler, who quoted more of his thoughts. Discussing the criminal justice system, he said, "We get the problem when everything else has failed: mental health care, schooling, housing, etc. We don't have access to alternative measures or off-ramps for these offenders. So we only charge in the most serious and repetitive cases and only seek detention when there is really no alternative, and when we do seek detention the courts push back. If they get detained, we're going to roll up a plea deal, they won't get federal time. They do a few months, maybe 18 at the most. Ellipsis. When they get out, the cycle continues." Whatever prompted his unusual public statement, a full read of the situation suggests that the system is most definitely broken. Lane at TimesColumnist.com.